Welcome to Info Nation, University of Illinois at Chicago's very own podcast, created by students for students. At Info Nation, we discover how media, information, and communication are created, governed, and used. Produced by upper-level students in the Department of Communication, Info Nation brings academic research to help make sense of our increasingly mediated society. We go to the library so you don't have to.
What is your definition of cyberbullying?
People using the internet or social media to kind of pick on other people or make fun of them.
I'd say the act of people talking over social media, making fun of someone behind their back, even though they don't know them, just to try to hurt their feelings.
Any online interaction that makes another person feel threatened or uncomfortable.
Have you ever been cyberbullied before?
No.
I have not.
Yes.
What happened?
A boy told me I was fat and ugly.
Do you think that cyberbullying and traditional bullying bear the same consequences?
I do.
Why?
I feel that we live in a generation where students are most likely talking or connecting to each other via the web, via digital, via social media. So it's just as impactful if somebody disrespects them or bullies them via social media as it is in person.
From Chicago, Illinois, this is Info Nation. My name is Dan Palermo, and I am one of your hosts for today's show. Joining me today is my co-host, Mitch Esparza.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing well. And later, we hear from one of our field reporters, Courtney Canino. We have a great show for you lined up today. We're going to be talking about cyberbullying, what it is, and what effects it has on our youth. So, Mitch, how's it going today?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be here and talk about such an important topic.
We're certainly glad to have you on today. So tell me, what is your definition of cyberbullying?
Cyberbullying, I think the best way to describe it is any form of online harassment, whether it's over social media, you know, any public forums, you know, anywhere that you're not in direct face-to-face contact with the victim that you're bullying. You know, I believe that is the most basic form of cyberbullying.
Yeah, I would agree. And it's such a pressing issue today with all the online outlets and social media sites. And, you know, everybody has one and everybody's on it. And, you know, it's such a... It's not a new way of bullying, but it's almost the go-to.
And I feel like since social media is becoming such a huge hyped new form of communication, you know, I feel like it's going to be growing, you know, and it's always growing. This might not be a new topic that's not always addressed in public. It's kind of tabooed in a way, you know, but I feel like it's definitely a problem in America, and it's definitely a problem that we need to start addressing.
And I think even more so with, you know, the younger generations. It's one thing to be harassed online when you're in college and you can kind of get away from it. But when you're at a young age and all your friends are online and you want to be a part of that environment, and when you're bullied on there, sometimes these kids don't know how to handle it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's the only place that you really have to go. I mean, if you're coming home as like a seventh grade student, you know, you don't always have the freedom to maybe, you know, go out, go to a friend's house, go to a social setting that allows you to be, you know, face to face with the group that you're communicating with. You're going to be online on these public forums. And, you know, I feel like people are a lot braver when they don't have, you know, the repercussions of being face to face and saying something that, you know, they might not actually be punished for.
Absolutely. And I think it's really interesting that we have a special guest, Leslie Stein, that is going to be joining us a little later on. And she is a social worker that kind of helps young people deal with this type of cyberbullying. And she kind of helps them through it and deal with it. And I'm really interested to hear what she has to say about this.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I know I talked to Courtney. She had done this interview a few days ago. And it sounded like, you know, she had a really interesting backstory and really knew her stuff on cyberbullying. So, you know, I'm really excited to bring this to light, to have our audience understand, you know, both, you know, us as our hosts and as our audience, to come to a better enlightenment of what exactly is so pressing about this cyberbullying issue.
So with us in the studio today, we have our field reporter, Courtney Canino. Hey, Courtney, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Could you tell us a little bit about Leslie and about the interview that you conducted with her?
Sure. I interviewed Leslie Stein, and she is a licensed social worker, and she's currently working at North Shore Family Services, where on a daily basis she sees kids and teens who are dealing with cyberbullying.
Oh, wow. She sounds like the perfect authority on cyberbullying. Let's hear a clip from her now.
We are a counseling practice. There are three female therapists that work there, and we all have a background in school social work. And our goal there is to help kids, teens, and families to feel successful and able to manage whatever challenges come their way, whether that's at home or at school or in another setting. So we work with kids, teens, and families to work on social skills, their ability to manage strong emotions, healthy coping skills, executive functioning skills, as well as a bunch of other skills that are important to them being successful at home and at school.
After hearing all of our interviews from the street and from what the amateurs here in the studio have to say about our definitions of cyberbullying, let's take a look at what a professional's definition is of cyberbullying.
The definition of cyberbullying would be any type of communication that takes place over or through a source of technology, whether that's a cell phone or a computer or other types of technology that exist that I don't know about because I'm not very extremely tech savvy, but and that communication would be communication to put down or insult or intimidate another human being.
Leslie's definition is pretty spot on to the research that we have in front of us. According to a study done by Bill Besley in 2004, he defines cyberbullying as the use of information and communication technologies such as emails, cell phone, and pager text messages, instant messaging, defamatory personal websites, and defamatory online personal polling websites to support deliberate, repeated, and hostile behavior by an individual or group that is intended to harm others.
So, with all the new social media platforms and social media sites, do you think that cyberbullying is on the rise?
Well, I mean, I believe it has to be, right? I mean, I do everything from my pocket nowadays. I've got my cell phone that has my Word documents, all my contacts, my text messages, my social media is in my pocket. You know, I can't imagine that kids who are getting, you know, cell phones in elementary school these days, it's ridiculous. I can't imagine that the cyberbullying can't be increasing if they have more accessibility to the devices in which they can be bullied on. Let's go back to our interview and see what Leslie's opinion is on this topic.
Absolutely. I think as technology grows and becomes more and more part of our daily life, communication that may have been face-to-face before now often takes place through the use of technology, and with that comes increased negative interactions. Not only is there more use of technology, but kids have access to technology at a really young age, whether that's having a cell phone at a young age or having computer access at a young age. So more people are using technology. Technology is being used at a younger age. Technology is being used with greater frequency. And some of problems, you know, age-old problems that have existed between kids and teens are now not only happening in person, but through the use of technology. And technology kind of allows an easy way out in terms of being able to say things that you might not have the courage to say face-to-face, but that you can say or communicate via technology, because you're not held as much accountable as you would be if you were face-to-face with that person.
I think that that's probably one of the main components of cyberbullying is the fact that bullies are able to hide behind the screen, so it's almost as though they're not getting any consequences to their action. And just like everyone's braver behind a screen because you don't actually have to like put the effort of showing yourself.
Absolutely. And it's becoming such a large, dominant part of our youth culture. According to another study I have in front of me by Hinduya and Patchen, some studies have found that 1/4 to 1/3 or more of our youth have cyberbullied other. In addition to that, another study found that 47% of youth reported witnessing cyberbullying as bystanders. So talk about cowardly. At this point, we have more bystanders, we have more bulliers, and we have more youth being bullied.
It also enables people to gang up on one another, It lends itself to miscommunication, as I'm sure a lot of people have experienced through. If you receive a text, you don't know the tone of voice. You don't know the nature of that comment necessarily. So it provides an easy arena for bullying behaviors, as well as increased likelihood of miscommunication when you don't hear the person's voice or see their face in terms of their body language or facial expression.
Do you think then, because you just explained the differences between, like, let's say, traditional bullying, which is, like, more in person, compared to cyberbullying, do you think one is more detrimental than the other?
I think both can be equally as harmful. Both can be really harmful to one's social, emotional well-being, whether that's in person or kind of behind your back. It can cause kids to not want to go to school. It can cause, you know, kids or teens to not want to leave their home or go to certain social settings. And I think both can be extremely painful and interfere with development in a lot of ways, as you know, for kids and teens, their main job at that point in their life is to go to school, and if this kind of negative interaction is taking place at school, it's going to cause a huge barrier to their learning. You know, as an adult, if we were being picked on in the workplace, we could probably imagine that we wouldn't want to go to work as much. We might want to avoid this person. But kids, if someone in your class is bullying you, you don't have the option to avoid them. You know, you're expected to go to school every day and perform at your best. And if you're worried about being called a bad name or some sort of physical aggression, it's, of course, going to interfere with your ability to engage in learning.
So it would appear, just as with normal physical bullying, cyberbullying leads to a lot of emotional and psychological trauma. Research has even shown that the greater the severity of the bullying, the greater the likelihood that the adolescents being bullied will experience mental health and social problems.
And that's a big problem, because I feel like people aren't taking cyberbullying as seriously as they would take traditional bullying, yet as we can see, these victims are still suffering the same consequences with not showing up to school or having mental health issues later in life.
As kids and as teens, I think one of the major developmental milestones is feeling a sense of acceptance, as well as a sense of self-worth. And if you're being told by your peers that you're not good enough or you don't look a certain way or you're disliked, you know, that can really have a lasting impact. If you think about if from birth your parents told you every day, you know, you're not good enough, people don't like you, you could probably imagine that you would start to believe it and feel the same way. You know, fortunately, most kids probably grow up with their parents telling them every day, you know, I love you, I'm proud of you, good job. And so if someone experiences bullying over, you know, years, it can have an extremely negative long-term effect on their growth as a person. It could interfere with their ability to finish school. If you're someone that experiences really severe bullying in high school, you know, that could really have an impact on your attendance, your grades, and thus graduating, you know, thus impacting what you achieve in the future. And if the bullying occurs at school, it interferes with the relationship that you form with school. Then school becomes a place that you don't like, that feels unsafe, versus a place that you feel safe and that you feel like is a place that you can really depend on and learn from in order to achieve goals in your future.
So that experience alone sounds like it speaks volumes to the fact that cyberbullying is just as detrimental to the health of our youth as traditional bullying.
Yeah, and we've seen all the research, we've even spoken to professionals. It's very clear that cyberbullying has the same effects on teens and kids as does traditional bullying. It's something that needs to be taken seriously.
When you spoke with Leslie, did you have a moment to talk about any actual experiences she had with cyberbullied victims?
Yeah, in fact, we did, and lucky for us, she did have a lot of experience.
I most often encounter cyberbullying with teenage girls. starting, you know, in middle school and really up through high school. Technology has become a really one of the most frequent ways of communication for teens, preteens, and into teenage years. You know, students are communicating every day via text and postings on various sites. And as teen girls, one of the major barriers or obstacles to overcome is a sense of self and self-confidence and self-worth. And I think often young women explore that idea in comparing themselves to others. And I think this is where a lot of the cyberbullying comes in, that a lot of teenage girls put down other girls as a way to seek attention from others or feel like they fit in with others, or as a way to, you know, kind of feel good about themselves, rather than addressing some of the insecurities that they might experience as they continue to develop in a more effective way. They sometimes other teen girls are kind of targeted and put down for whatever reason. And so, you know, we get kids coming to school or to North Shore Family Services, you know, upset all the time, saying, you know, I saw this person post this. Sometimes it's, I thought they were my friend, and now I clearly feel like they're not. Or I know that we weren't friends, but I don't understand why they felt the need to put me down in this way or embarrass me in this way.
Wow, what an informative interview that we had from Leslie. We just wanted to take the time again to thank Leslie and North Shore Family Services for spending some time with us and really getting to the bottom of what cyberbullying is and how it affects our youth.
She so eloquently put how cyberbullying is a big problem today with kids and teens and how it's going to continue to grow unless some action is taken.
Yep, and we also came to the conclusion, there's definitely no debate, that cyberbullying is detrimental. It might even be as detrimental as traditional bullying.
Yeah, we saw it from the reports, we saw it from Leslie, that these kids and these teens are still going through the same psychological trauma that they would be going through traditional bullying. The only difference is that it's from a screen instead of from someone's mouth.
Absolutely. And that effect, you know, leads to troubles in school, and that could even lead to troubles later in life as far as self-confidence and self-development goes.
So overall, it's clear that cyberbullying has the same effect on a person as traditional bullying does.
If you or someone you know is a victim of cyberbullying, please visit stopbullying.gov, where you can find tools on how to deal with cyberbullying. Unfortunately, that is all the time we have this evening.
We would like to thank everyone that we interviewed, and a special thank you to Leslie Stein for letting us pick her brain about cyberbullying. From all of us here at InfoNation, thank you, and be sure to tune in next time.
Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to InfoNation, coming to you from the University of Illinois at Chicago's Department of Communication. Our theme music was created by Sean Rizvi, a 2015 communications graduate. We hope we piqued your interest and you learned something new today. Please feel free to engage by rating, commenting, or sharing our episodes. Have a great rest of your day.